On a recent Saturday night in Knoxville, Tennessee, nearly 400 people gathered at a downtown hotel to go to a prom. But this was not just another prom. The Prom of the Stars is an annual dance for developmentally and mentally disabled people in East Tennessee. As WUOT's Matt Schaefer-Powell reports, the prom is the high point of the year for many of those who attend, and for some, it represents the chance to feel normal in a world that doesn't always see them that way.
Paula Ann McBride is 47 years old, with short blonde hair and bright blue eyes that smile at you from behind large plastic-rimmed glasses. She's about 5'3", but in her long pink prom dress, she looks taller somehow, her pride adding at least an inch. When she sits down to have her hair and makeup done, she remains stock still, despite her excitement.
Gonna put on some eyeshadow now.
Good. I like eyeshadow.
What colors do you like?
All kinds.
All kinds. Okay, if you'll close your eyes for me, please.
Moments later, Paula sees herself in the mirror.
Oh, I look so pretty in my dress. Oh, I look so pretty. I look pretty.
Yes, you do.
I'm Paula Ann McBride. I work at McDonald's. I like to watch TV and read and stuff like that.
That's a simplified, typically modest description of Paula Ann McBride. Paula's not one to exaggerate her qualities unnecessarily. But it's not the description you'd get from those who know her, like Rana Sanford, the director of residential services at Riverwood Christian Community. That's the group home in Tennessee where Paula has lived for nearly 18 years. Sanford describes Paula in more reverential terms.
Exuberant, vivacious, funny, very, very compassionate, a little weepy. Sometimes she likes to cry, loves to sing, a hard worker, just an all-around good woman.
Paula is a woman, but she's a woman whose mental functions are equivalent to those of a 10-year-old. As a result, she's a woman who often sees the world through the excited, innocent eyes of a girl. When she talks about the prom of the stars, those eyes come alive. For the past year, she and her friends at Riverwood have had a hard time talking or thinking about anything else.
Yeah, it's hard not to. Yep, it's hard not to. Like if we go on activity or something, we cannot stop thinking about it. I mean, we keep thinking about it for months and months and months.
Because of their disabilities, many of those at tonight's prom have never seen anything like this. Most were excluded from their own high school proms, and this is a chance to experience something that many others in the so-called normal world take for granted. For Paula, the prom is an opportunity to ascend to an unfamiliar level of social acceptance. Standing on a red carpet lined with lights, Paula is treated like a princess as a volunteer fixes a single red rose to her dress.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, ma'am.
We're really glad you came to the prom. Were you here last year?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. And you had a good time?
I did. I had a wonderful time.
And you danced?
Yes, I did.
I knew. I thought I saw you out there.
The huge hall is adorned with balloons and flowers, the white tablecloth sprinkled with silver and gold stars. On the dance floor, the prom becomes a swirling, bobbing, rolling ode to joy.
Y-M-C-A.
The floor is packed from the first song to the last with women in gowns and men in tuxes. There are wheelchairs that don't stop rolling, feet that don't stop moving, and smiles that don't go away. Paula rarely misses a chance to dance. When she finally takes a short break, she struggles to put her feelings into words.
Good feelings. Happy, enjoyable. I feel good about this.
From a nearby table, Riverwood's Rana Sanford looks out at the dance floor like a proud mother.
Just watch him. I mean, look at the young man out there in the black shirt and black pants. He is tearing the floor up. How many times do you think he gets to do that? I mean, it is just unbelievable.
By the end of the evening, Paula is exhausted. She can barely move anymore, but her wide smile and bright blue eyes tell you it's a good kind of tired.
I like this dance. I really like it. I like the feeling and the move and everything.
The dancing and the food and the makeup and the dresses are all exciting, worth every minute of anticipation. But there's something bigger at play here. It's what makes the prom of the stars extraordinary. For one night, the people here get to find out what normal is all about. For NPR News, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell in Knoxville.